You are listening to Asia Pacific Matters, CAPI Interns Abroad and Beyond, brought to you by the Center for Asia Pacific Initiatives at the University of Victoria in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. The aim of these podcasts is to share stories about the inspiring work being done in communities across the Asia Pacific region by current CAPI interns, intern alumni, and our amazing partner organizations in the region.
Hello, everyone. My name is Adam Tran. This is my very first podcast with CAPI, and it will be my very last podcast with CAPI from Canada. So I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that it hooks you, intrigues you, and motivates you to come back for more. I'll be posting regularly, both in blog form and podcast, throughout my internship in Kerala, India, from June until November. So I'm looking forward to it. For this first podcast, I've interviewed a fellow intern, Kate Lawrence. She'll be going to the Philippines. I'll just sort of be asking her the basics, just so that you get to know her, get to know about what she'll be doing and what she's looking forward to. We recorded this about a week ago now, after our pre-departure training, preparing to go on these internships, and Kate and I decided to do it outside so that you could also hear the beautiful birds that were chirping. Little did we know that it would be a little bit chilly, so Kate dealt with it pretty well, but if you go to her blog where she interviewed me, I don't know how well I did at saying what I had to say in between shivers. So anyway, here is the interview of Kate. I hope you enjoy it. Hello, everyone. This is Adam. I'm also interning with CAPI, so you can check out my podcast if you'd like. But this is all about Kate Lawrence right now. So take it away, Kate. Is there anything that you would like everyone out there to know about you?
Sure. I'll give you a bit of background information. I'm originally from Toronto, and I did an undergraduate degree in business with a couple of minors because I didn't want to work, I guess. I just wanted to keep doing school. So I did a minor in Spanish and politics. With a couple exchanges in there too. But after that, then I moved to Korea and taught there for 2 years and had the opportunity to travel around Southeast Asia and fell in love with everything about everything, I guess. And then I decided to come back to Canada and apply to UVic.
So once at UVic, what do you do now?
Now I'm studying dispute resolution in the public administration department and loving it. It's really interesting so far.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kate, what led you to this program?
So as I mentioned, after traveling through Southeast Asia, I had the opportunity to work with a local women's shelter in Korea in my second year, and had the opportunity to speak to a lot of the women that were in the shelter about their experiences and what led them to their situations. And the majority of the women in the shelter weren't actually Korean. They were from other countries and had migrated to Korea in hopes of a better economic situation. And it really highlighted to me some of the challenges that migrants faced, especially in the Asian context, because that's what I was exposed to. And that's why when I saw this posting back in August, I got really excited about the opportunity to work with CAPI and potentially one of the organizations that's working for migrant rights.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so do you know a little bit about what you're going to be doing with CAPI?
I will be moving to Quezon City in the Philippines to work with the Migrant Forum in Asia, also known as MFA. And it's a migrant rights advocacy group that works towards promoting better conditions for migrant workers as well as their families. So I'm really looking forward to doing that. They also work with a lot of the other NGOs within the Asian region that are working towards similar objectives. So cool. Should be an interesting opportunity to learn more about that.
So it'll be interesting, for sure.
Yes.
But why do you think it'll be important? Sorry.
No, it's great. Well, I think it's important because it's a... The world is becoming more and more global. People are becoming more and more mobile. And I think these are people that might not necessarily have access to the same resources or information that would allow them to work in a safe and healthy environment for them and their families. So I think the organization's work is well-founded for sure. Mm-hmm. I also think it's important for interns or students to become involved to learn from a firsthand perspective and give us further seeds for thought. I think you mentioned this in your blog as well, but the idea that some of the best learning happens outside of the classroom, I think, is another really important reason that we should have this internship available to students.
Is there anything else that you're looking forward to once there?
Yeah, actually, one of the projects I know that we'll be working on is there's going to be the World Social Forum on Migration happening in Manila in November this year. So I know we're going to have that conference will be a huge part of what I'll be working towards and organizing. And I think that's the thing I'm most looking forward to. But outside of the workplace, I guess I'm really looking forward to meeting a whole variety of people and learning more about what led people to work in this sector and getting different perspectives on, I guess, life, as cheesy as that sounds.
Yeah. It's hard not to be cheesy with the kind of questions I'm asking you. Yeah. No harm there. Great. Well, that sounds awesome, Kate. I'm really excited for you and your experience.
Me too.
And, so I guess that's it, unless you have anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's about it. I'm looking forward to the next podcast and hearing more from the other interns as well. So thank you for taking the time to interview me, and hopefully we'll speak to you all soon.
All right, so that was the interview with Kate Lawrence. I hope that you found it both interesting and educational. So next podcast or blog will be up probably early to mid-June. So I look forward to updating you guys then.
Thank you for listening. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the Center for Asia Pacific Initiatives, the University of Victoria, our funders, or our partner organizations. This placement was made possible with the generous support of the Association of Universities and Colleges of Canada and the Government of Canada's Canadian International Development Agency. For more information on CAPI's programs and opportunities, please visit www.capi.uvic.ca.